This is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a program sponsored by the Free Reformed Churches of North America, with Pastor Hans Overloon speaking. This broadcast is a continuation of last week's message, both dealing with two short parables of Jesus found in Matthew 13, verse 44 to 46. Let me again read those parables to you. Jesus says, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man has found, he hides it, and for the joy thereof goes and sells all that he has, and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man, seeking goodly or beautiful and precious pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had, and bought it." Only Matthew records for us these two parables, the one about the treasure found in the field, and the other about this pearl of great price that was found. These parables are about not only the riches of the gospel, but realizing this for yourself. And to bring this out more, we are looking at how these parables teach first the supreme worth of the gospel treasure, which was last week's message, second, the openness of that treasure to all, and third, the sure sign of receiving and keeping this treasure. Last time, as I said, we dealt with that first point about how these parables tell so clearly the supreme worth of the gospel and being believing partaker of it by grace through faith in Christ as Savior. The Lord would have His disciples realize the supreme riches of His kingdom and gospel, that they also, from an overflowing heart, might go out and tell others about Jesus and the kingdom of heaven message that He came to bring us. And notice next with me how those riches are open to all, coming to our second main point. The gospel of the kingdom of God and its inestimable riches is to be proclaimed and offered to all. This comes out in looking at these two parables and noticing especially also the differences between them. In the first parable we are told about this man going about his daily life, or daily work even, who stumbled across this treasure in a field. He was not looking for a treasure especially, but suddenly came across it and desired it by all means. Then in the other parable, you have the merchant man whose business it was to seek for precious pearls, and while searching, he found the pearl of great price. In the first parable, you have an example of the prophet's words, "I am found of them that sought me not." And in the second parable, with the merchant, you have an example of the promise, "Seek, and you shall find." And can we not say, in the whole history of the Christian church, you have abundance of cases of both kinds? The woman of Samaria, who went to the well on her daily errand, and there met with Christ one day, rather suddenly and unexpectedly found Him. Whereas Nicodemus, who met with Jesus by night, had found Him only after seeking for Him a while. Zacchaeus found Jesus rather suddenly and dramatically, while the Ethiopian treasurer found Him only after searching and studying His word and having Philip open his understanding concerning the scriptures. The issue now is, and these twin parables surely make this point too, the gospel message should be proclaimed to all, and God will take care of it, that the seekers shall find, and that even those not seeking find the treasure above all treasures. How encouraging these parables may and should be to all who seek, and how inviting these parables should be to all to come under the word once and again, for who knows how one may be eternally blessed doing so. Have you maybe, dear listener, been seeking for the pearl of great price for many years? Do you hear and see also with this broadcast, you find it all in and with the Savior, Jesus Christ, and trusting and following Him in accordance with His word? With the gospel of Jesus Christ, we have everything and so much more than we need for our complete and eternal salvation with God. On the other hand, maybe you are one who doesn't regularly listen to the word of God, and just now you are listening unexpectedly even. Perhaps you are listening now with no definite purpose, but just to pass some time, or just to go check out different stations, and you happen to hear this. Maybe you are listening along only because someone else asked you to do so. Or maybe you are staying tuned simply out of curiosity, and the last thing you are thinking of is your salvation, and this treasure above all treasures. And yet, as you keep listening, you are gripped with what is said now, and you realize you are missing something big time, and your life is foolishly obsessed with and revolving around all secondary matters, and the one thing needful you don't have in order. And God even now is awakening you and stirring you, convicting you of your sins and carelessness in life and your need to get right with God. And you have this cry in your heart, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Show me the way. And you see something of the riches of Christ, the Savior, and belonging to Him and being saved by Him and following after Him. And God's Spirit, even through this very word, may work the miracle of regeneration in your heart and life. Even this hour, so that you cannot go on anymore in your sinful and indifferent ways. But you must follow the gospel call. And there's nothing more you would rather do. Are there seekers listening who have become finders? And are there non-seekers listening who suddenly may have their eyes and hearts opened under the preaching of God's Word by the power of the Holy Spirit? The whole message of the Bible is that all are called to seek the Lord and diligently to search for the treasure of the gospel found in and with Him. The added marvelous message of these two parables is that while the Lord will surely bless the seeker who looks for Him through His Word, the Lord may also in His good pleasure suddenly save a person who is just going about his daily life without a thought, hardly about the state of his soul and the great need of the Savior. And he may give a saving interest in the treasure of the gospel. He may gain that, hearing the message. The Word by the Holy Spirit is an almighty instrument that God uses and blesses according to His good pleasure. Here, with a prayer for the Holy Spirit's blessing, let me just sound and proclaim one gospel call from the Old Testament and one from the New Testament. And as I proclaim this word and call from the Bible in the name of the Lord, who knows how the Lord may bless it to a person or persons listening now to this broadcast. Hear the word of the Lord from Isaiah 55, verse 1-3. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And hear this gospel call from Jesus in Matthew 11, verse 28-30. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. How do we know when the Word is truly blessed in our lives? Well, that brings us to our third point, where we see yet the sure sign of truly receiving the treasure of the gospel. What is the sure sign according to both parables? Then you are willing to give up all, and nothing can be as important to you, nor as precious to you, than having the gospel treasure in your own heart and life. The buying of the field for the treasure in it, and the purchase of the pearl of great price, and being willing to sell all else to obtain that field and pearl, simply signify this, that when truly saved, then nothing counts and matters so much as being saved and staying saved. Having Christ as your Savior and Lord becomes your top priority in life and death in all that you are about. As one person put it, we make Christ our own by believing in Him and giving up everything that is inconsistent with our possession of Him. Both parables emphasize being saved means not knowing about Jesus, but knowing Him personally in turning from sin and trusting Him and surrendering your all to Him. What Jesus emphasizes in these twin parables too is that this was no burden for either the man who found the treasure or the merchant who found that pearl of great price. Neither thought they had to give up so much for to obtain their treasure, but both thought their treasure was worth everything else they would give up by all means. There was joy in giving up all else and selling all they had for the joy of the splendor of what they were receiving. The worldly and unsaved person can't understand this, how the Christian will give up all for Jesus, because they see it in terms of a loss. But the person who once has seen the gospel treasure that may be ours in and through Christ Jesus, and our desperate need of that as lost sinners of ourselves, how that treasure may be ours by grace alone, through faith alone in Christ, oh, you see, that so is so great a blessing. Then you see it not as any loss at all, but only so much gain to receive that treasure. What did Paul say in Philippians 3 verse 8? Yes, indeed, he says, I count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. You see, the reality is, for all who come to Jesus and trust and obey Him, the wonders of His love and grace and mercy and the treasures of salvation found with Him just can't be exaggerated. Do you know these things too? Or are the gospel truths of rebirth and conversion and salvation through Christ and His Spirit and Word abiding in you only more vague and empty nothings for you? And you wonder what all the enthusiasm is about and needs to be about. But doesn't that mean, then, you don't yet know the Savior, and you have not yet received Him in your heart and life? Are you still unsaved? Oh, hear the gospel message of these two parables and this sermon, this message about owning the inestimable worth of the gospel. Hear, and your soul shall live. One preacher put it this way, there is glory for the individual in Jesus Christ, surpassing all else that the best of this life can offer. Let us not rest till we too are like the treasure finder and the exultant pearl seeker, and for joy thereof are ready to part with all that we have, that we might gain the treasures of the kingdom of heaven. Do you take these two parables and his gospel truths most seriously, dear listeners? Owning the inestimable worth of the gospel and kingdom of heaven? Is that what you and I are about? Do your pursuits and priorities of each day reflect this too? And if, having received this treasure above all treasures, are you living so that others too might come to hear and know of this and receive it as well? We live in a world of darkness with so much false advertising, leading people only more and more into treasures that dismay and decay. But Jesus gives a gospel message that is absolutely true and inexpressibly rich and endlessly, even increasingly satisfying. All who turn from sin and wholly trust in the Lord and seek daily to live in humble repentance and devotion before Him find out the treasures found with the Lord are treasures worth everything that cannot be compared with the greatest treasures that the world offers. The treasures of the world vanish away, but the treasures found with the Lord Jesus, forgiveness of sins, everlasting righteousness with God and eternal life, reconciliation with the Holy God, peace of heart and mind, are treasures that do not fade away, but are found in Christ and lead us in the way everlasting. Is this what you know too and are so enthused about as well? Owning the inestimable worth of the gospel and kingdom of heaven, Jesus teaches us here, nothing is as needful and urgent and wonderful. Don't live and die without knowing it and showing it. Amen. The preceding message is available in printed form. If you would like to receive a free copy, write to the Banner of Truth broadcast, 9698 Epp Drive, Chilliwack, BC, postal code V2P6N6. You can also contact us on our website at frcna.org. Thank you for listening.